Formula One, one of the fastest sports on the globe, with cars reaching up to the speeds of 320 kilometers an hour in less than 4 seconds, is also one of the most expensive competitions one can ever think of. I'm Arjun Taneja, and with this podcast, I'll reveal the most enthralling, eye-opening, and never-heard-of facts about F1, which will actually blow your mind away. We have with us a good friend of mine who has deep knowledge of F1, and like me, is a big fan of the sport too. Let's welcome Arjun Tandon.
Hey Arjun, I'm really glad to be here. I'm pretty excited, and I've been following Formula One for a while now, and I'm really passionate about it. So, I would like to give my thoughts and my opinions as well. So.
Surely, we all will be eager to know your answers. So without wasting any time, let's get into the facts. So, primarily, how does this sport really work as a whole?
So Formula One is quite a unique sport actually. You have 10 teams. Each team has two cars, and the grid has a limit of 26 cars. So that makes it possible to have 13 teams on the track, but currently there are only 10. And it's totally upon the FIA to whichever cars and whichever teams they allow.
Okay. So, how long are the track lengths and how long do the races last?
So the tracks can actually vary in the length, and you have tracks ranging from 3 kilometers to up to 7 kilometers, and it's actually there's only one constraint, which is the amount of time a race can last. So according to the length of the track, they manipulate the amount of laps that you have to do. So they typically don't want a race to last more than 2 hours, because that the drivers face a lot of G-force during the race. So 1.5 hours is probably the ideal time for a race.
Whoa, okay. So as you talked about the G forces they face, how many G's do they actually pull in that small, low-lying car?
Well, so the interesting part about this is that drivers sometimes pull up to 6 Gs while turning, because you're turning at, the lowest speed that a driver will turn at is probably 120, 150 kilometers per hour. And turning at such high speeds, you really have a lot of force inertia acting against you. So that plays a big factor in the durability and the strength of a driver is really put to test while racing in Formula One.
Whoa, 6 Gs is like 6 times your body weight. That's a lot, but surely not something I would ever like to experience. Okay, so talking about the cars itself, which look super duper cool when you see them, how many cars do teams originally own and what price are they?
With regard to costs and everything, because each team has, a total of 4 cars, where they have two cars which they use for races. One is for testing, and they have one extra car, in case something goes wrong. And put everything together, and it costs about 400, 300, 400 million dollars. So that's about 3,000 crore rupees, and that's just the cars, all the other expenses, the logistics and the crew, all of those things have separate expenses. So you can sort of get a gravity of the situation where you understand how expensive Formula One actually is.
Oh, now that's some seriously expensive stuff out there. Oh God, that's a lot of money. Moving on to the next one. What are some tracks you would suggest our viewers to see which are different from all tracks?
Well, Monaco is probably the best circuit in Formula One, and I won't be the first person to say this, that it is probably the most thrilling race you will ever see, because it's a street circuit for starters, which makes it a very narrow road for all the cars to get through. And overtaking is almost impossible. So qualifying is very important in Monaco. So if you qualify on the front grid, then you're almost certain that you're going to win the race, because if you drive in the middle of the road is so narrow that you won't be able to overtake, and it has the least amount of straights in all the circuits of Formula One. So speed is not everything. So this is where the low budget cars can make a real difference. When you look at Mercedes and Ferrari, they have the biggest budgets. But then you go down to McLaren, or you go down to Red Bull. Red Bull probably has the car which is most suited to Monaco. because it has the least amount of straights, and the Red Bull car is very, very low seated, and it's much closer to the ground than the Mercedes, which makes turning that much simpler.
Exactly, these tracks are so dangerous. I've seen them. You can barely fit two cars in one road, but they're still so fun to see. Some which you would regret missing out on. So, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today, and the fun facts you shared with us were too exciting, and it was great having you with us all for this small chat.
Thank you so much for having me, Arjun. It's been an honor talking to you. And, together, let's give Formula One the attention it deserves.
Yes, Formula One is a great sport to watch, and I would highly recommend all of you to check it out on YouTube and see what limits these magnificent pieces of engineering break so easily. With this, I shall conclude and take my leave. Thank you so much. Goodbye.